Basically, what the point of it was, as our military evolves, we have a program for the individual ready reserve to recall them back in the event that the United States, you know, goes into a wartime contingency. And we pull from those folks. They're in a basically a retired pool so that the Air Force has access to them.
And what sort of jobs do they do? They're not pilots necessarily.
No, they're not pilots necessarily. Basically, what happens is that they pick the current AFSCs, their old jobs that are in critical demand, and bring them back, and they test them.
And so they were tested during this week, or they were tested in advance?
Well, it depends. Typically, what happens when they come in here at Lackland Air Force Base in Texas, because we are the home to the gateway of the Air Force for the enlisted training, what happens is that we bring them in and basically ensure that their health and everything is good to go, get them into uniforms. If they do not have any, they are required to keep their uniforms once they have retired from the Air Force. And after that, what they do is they go out into the operational Air Force and they go back into their career fields.
All right, so these folks showed up. They wanted to participate in this exercise. They did so voluntarily, and you found out whether they were ship-shape, whether they were, you know, overweight, or whatever their status was at that point, where their skill levels were. So projecting out from this exercise, which basically ascertained how well the Air Force could execute this maneuver, what in theory would happen from this point forward? Would you do this on a larger basis?
Yes, depending on what the population is at the time that they need to do this. I've been involved with the push-pull exercise since, I believe, 2003. So sometimes the population that they go in and select is a larger population, and it depends on what they want to test during that process. So the population of the total of people brought in is based off of that.
And since you do test them, you must keep records of the testing. And what's the experience so far as to how ready people actually are when they first come back? I mean, how far off the mark are they with respect to being ready, you know, in comparison to the people that are currently in the Air Force?
Well, with my experiences over the last few years with the exercise is that it's attainable. When they bring these people in, they basically line them up with someone, you know, like a trainer, and they familiarize them with what has changed in that current career field, and then they start testing them on their skill set and the duties that they can do. They basically sign them off and let them work alongside a qualified trainer, and
away they go.
Well, it depends. I mean, it depends on what is needed in that, like the population selection for this year. We selected them just to test the ability at Lackland Air Force Base. Now, the one previous to that, they went out into a lot of the Air Education and Training Command bases, and they worked alongside trainers there.
All right, we're talking this morning to Senior Master Sergeant Julie Begley. She's Superintendent for Reserve Training Squadron at Lackland Air Force Base. So what lessons did you learn from this exercise, bringing together 140 former Air Force retirees in the thought that in the future, if there is a need for more personnel, military personnel, you would call up a larger number of reservists? Did you learn anything from this exercise that you didn't previously know that you could improve on?
I think what I learned out of it was that every day the Air Force, I mean, regardless of the bases where people are stationed at, the Air Force does exercises to test our operational readiness. And I think the biggest thing that I've learned with this push-pull exercise is that we can test the present and the past in terms of the retired members and the motivation and dedication that these people bring back to the United States Air Force even after they've retired.
And so did you get feedback from them on this exercise? Did they tell you that they learned anything or enjoyed it or would be happy to participate again if needed?
Oh, yes. Every one of the participants that I had an opportunity to speak with, it was a great conversation specifically because They shared their experiences over their 20-plus years of service, and all of them said we'd do it again.
And just one... Go ahead.
No, they came in prepared and very conscientious to ensure that they were meeting the mission and what the Air Force wanted to do for that particular type of exercise.
Yeah, my question was, is there a limit that the Air Force has as to how far back into history you can go to recall people? You know, an extreme example of someone retired 25 years ago and all the systems, all the computers, all the weapons are all different. So is there a time limit on how far back people can be recalled from?
Well, the way I understand the individual ready reserve is that it is for a 4-year period. So if someone retires, they're basically in this pool of personnel for 4 years. So they would basically be pulling back anybody, you know, that had retired within 1 to 4 years.
And the theory is that they would be, you know, more aptly trained than someone who has been out of the service for a long period of time.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
So in other words, if you can adjust the valve covers on a B-36, you probably don't have too much to do with the Air Force anymore.
Right, exactly.
Well, it's good that they would be willing. I'm sure they would all
be
willing
to
come back and do this. So more exercises like this planned in the future?
Well, you know, the exercise for the push-pull, you know, is a bylaw requirement. You know, the United States Air Force has to do it. So we look forward to the next one, which should be scheduled in the 2011 timeframe.